Thank you all for being here, and thank you for the invitation. I'm sorry I couldn't be with you today and yesterday. Those were my plans to be here with you, and why I wanted to be here with you, you'll understand a little bit more in a few minutes. And it has to do more than just my role as director of the Department of Environmental Quality. I was called away unexpectedly. I have assumed a position with a group that I'll just share with you where I've been, so I couldn't be here. I just flew in from Atlanta. I normally would not be dressed like this to eat outside in our Delta with all of you. I normally would have on khaki pants or blue jeans with you. I was in Atlanta, flew in from Atlanta, where I had to cover a meeting, and I chair a group of states and federal agencies who are trying to hold a particular company accountable for a little event that happened a couple of years ago in the Gulf of Mexico. And I won't call any names, but if you did the alphabet, it kind of is like ABC and MNOP. That's what I had to be called away for, trying to make sure that we fix what's been harmed in our Gulf of Mexico. But the weather worked out for me so that we could fly into the very conveniently located Clarksdale Airport. I can report to all of the farmers, local farmers, that I had a nice aerial view of the rain. You have good saturation. You got water standing in the rows from about the interstate on in. And I did see a little corn blown down, but not a whole lot. And hopefully it's not so mature that it won't stand back up. It's good to see all the familiar faces. I looked at the list of attendees, and, you know, it's quite impressive. We've got over 20 states represented, and even a country, another country, Australia. And so I want to talk about, I hope that wasn't my phone, I want to talk about, what the responsibilities are on all of us in carrying forward what you're doing in the ag business. Before I get into that, I want to share with you a little bit about myself and why I'm here, why it was so important for me to be here, and why it's so important for my staff and myself for us to continue in the partnerships and activities that you've had the opportunity to see today. As you can see, we've got a lot of things happening in our Yazoo, Mississippi Delta. And I think, as a matter of fact, you might have actually seen some tailwater recovery systems in action this afternoon when the rain came through. The reason this is near and dear to my heart is I'm a farmer's daughter. Now, not many heads of environmental agency will stand in front of you and say, I'm a farmer's daughter. I'm an eighth-generation Mississippian and have farming experience myself. You know, I'm old enough to remember the days when you got the commodity reports and the weather report from, of all things, the television set. We didn't have all the internet and all the ways of getting information that we have now. And it was a time when dinner was dinner and supper was supper. And you know what I'm talking about. And we learned at an early age that you never talked when the commodity prices were shown, and you never talked when the weather was on. And still to this day, I find myself being very quiet and trying to get everybody quiet when you have the weather come on and any of the commodity reports. I learned early on that farming is unpredictable. It's unpredictable. So much of it, we depend on Mother Nature, and it's complicated. But I also learned early on, it is incredibly important. What all of you do is incredibly important. You know, some things haven't changed at all since I tagged along with my dad. You still watch the weather and commodities. You wonder what unforeseen circumstances will make it or break it for this crop year. You know, it never seems to fail when you have a good crop. Some unforeseen price inflation is going to go up, and you go, well, there goes that little bit extra margin that I was counting on. The other thing that I've known my entire life is that all of you have a deep connection to the land, an ingrained appreciation for our natural resources and our environment, because you know better than anyone that is what makes your livelihood and your lifestyle possible. We here in the Yazoo Mississippi River Basin, we're especially blessed with its thick layers of silt deposits that has supplied food and fiber to not only the country, but to the world for generations. You know, you don't farm, you're not in the ag business, you're not in the production business for simply the sake of growing crops and being around the land, being close to the land. We farm to meet a demand from people that we'll never see. People who depend on you, the American producer, to feed and clothe the world. Farming, as you know better than I now, because I am out of the business in a serious way, is a business. It is a business. It's a daily lesson in the basic concepts of supply and demand. And let's talk about that demand. You all have heard about the growth of the world's population and the percentages of the increase by the years that are not too far away. It is an incredible demand on us. It continues to grow. It's never been greater, and it's going to get even bigger. Producers in the Mississippi River Basin, and I'm talking about the entire Mississippi River Basin, you face significant pressures to meet that demand. You know, the statistics are amazing to me. You've heard today, I know, and you know this before today, that the drainage basin area is 41% of the United States and covers over 1 million square miles. That area, though, is only 2% of the world's landmass. You think about a globe, you think about the world map, 2%. Yet that dot of land on the world map produces 92% of the nation's agricultural exports. That is what you do in the ag business. 92% of the nation's ag exports from less than 2% of the world's land mass. And what is it that pulls us all together? I think it's the Mississippi River. It's a geographic anchor for a diverse region, all of which are rich in culture and history. You have over 18 million depending on the Mississippi River for daily water supply. And it's also a tremendous transportation route. Over 60% of the grain exports from the United States are first shipped on the Mississippi River before going to ports worldwide. It's a great funnel. It's a geographic anchor that makes the United States ag business what it is for our country and for the world. Now, all of us in the basin, we're in a unique position. We have some tremendous opportunities when you look at supply and demand. But the opportunities come some challenges and awesome responsibilities. In our zeal to feed and clothe the United States and the world, to produce bigger and better than ever to meet the world's needs for agricultural products, we are not shying away from the necessity to protect the natural resources, to protect the land and the water that make all of this possible. And I believe what you saw through this, the meetings yesterday and today, our efforts here in Mississippi, they're only possible through partnerships, through consensus building, and doing things what we consider in Mississippi the right way, through our variety of partners, through NRCS, Soil and Water Conservation, and Delta Farm, and most importantly, our producers here in Mississippi. We're at a point where the world is counting on us, counting on you, to feed and clothe them. We've got to count on ourselves to do it right. And the most important thing that I want to share with you as the head of an environmental agency and a farmer is that we can do it right, and we are doing it right. We do not have to sacrifice aggressive farming practices and tremendous business opportunities for all of you. We do not have to sacrifice your agribusiness plans to protect our environment. It's all about finding that balance. But we must continue to be committed to find that balance between what's good for business and what's good for the environment. One cannot dominate the other. And we hope that what you'll take back home with you and what you've seen here in Mississippi are our efforts to balance. Balance the needs for production with protection of our natural resources. And once we see what is working, and I know I'm not going to, I'm not going to go into a lot of technical discussions and talk about things that you've seen and heard today. But I think it's incumbent upon all of us, all the states here represented, the ag industry of our country, to recognize that when we get it right, and we're doing this through consensus building, through our voluntary measures, through the support of the NRCS, that as we do these things, we got to continue to raise the bar on us. Not at the risk or not at the cost of your agricultural business plans, but raise the bar on ourselves. Continue to get it right, to raise the bar, so that we raise the bar on ourselves voluntarily. So bureaucrats do not set a bar for you. You know, we all learned that we got to have the end game in mind. What's the end game? And I'll share with you my end game. And you're going to say, are y'all sure that, you know, she's the head of an environmental agency? But our end game here in Mississippi is that you raise the bar, we find the resources, and we work this through consensus building so that we are not regulated by others who want to set the bar for us, who want to get into your business. Let's continue to show what we can do by working together. Today, you've seen firsthand farming practices that conserve and protect water quality and quantity. You've learned about initiatives and plans to find and maintain creative balances of protection and production. We can all, in all of our states and our ag industry, create partnerships, continue to build on existing partnerships, so that we can show others here in our country and across the world what we can do with a shared common vision. We've got to take advantage of business opportunities in such a way that we reduce runoff. And we've got to take advantage of these opportunities in such a way that we use less water. We've got to feed the people while protecting our own quality of life. Every one of you here have the heart of a conservationist and the savvy of a CEO. You do, or you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't have made the effort to be here. The heart of a conservationist and the savvy of a CEO. If we do this right, if we continue to do this right, we can demonstrate what can be done for your children and their children so that future generations will thank you. Well, thank you for conserving resources and protecting our natural resources and the environment. And if we do this right, if we continue to do this right, future farmers and ag producers will be able to carry on the long tradition of feeding the world from the heart of America. You know, I said a few minutes ago, and this will be my closing comment, the world is counting on us to feed them. And if I was the type of person that used a PowerPoint, us would be a capital U, period, and a capital S, period. That's what you do. That's what you're responsible for. The world is counting on us. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for being the backbone of our country. Thank you.